447 WDEV, AM and FM, WDEVradio.com. Let's go out to the phone line. Bring on my guy Kyle over at Six and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont and upstate New York's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber, also Rouse's Point, New York. They're online at sixandstuff.com. Kyle, happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday. I am doing okay. Yeah,
it's very, very cold today and tonight, and then it's going to be 75 on Halloween. Your thoughts?
I'm actually ready, so I'm hoping everybody is sitting down. Today is the first pants day for me, International Pants Day. No shorts today. So I promised my wife that I would switch to pants. I did go for a jog yesterday, and I waited for it to, quote-unquote, warm up. And it warmed up to 38 while I was running. So by the time that I got done with that, I said, you know what, I better dig the pants out. So.
What are we looking at today in the shop? What's going on? What are you guys seeing?
So definitely in the shop. Ironically, we just had a whole end cap of Milwaukee heated gear. So a couple different styles of their coats. They run off the M12 battery. They got different heat zones, upper, lower, mid. So, you know, I know a lot of people who have kids in hockey or, you know, late fall soccer. They're also a big hit with any parents who have children in cross country skiing. I know that I have a nice heated sweatshirt that I wear for all those events, but those have been very, very popular. And one thing I try to tell people is that Milwaukee heated gear, normally what we do is we place one big order at the start of the year, and then it's kind of tricky to fill in. So if anybody has any more needs in Milwaukee heated gear, definitely don't wait till December or February to try to track it down, because it definitely gets harder.
You know, I heard someone talk to me today about holiday shopping. They want to get that stuff started here. So if somebody in your life, you know, needs some hardware-type stuff or some DIY-type stuff, there's always gift cards at Sticks and Stuff. I just like to put that out there as we get towards the holidays.
There are. We can put that out there. I myself don't put it out there until at least Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I got to watch football, eat turkey, and my mother's homemade Chex Mix, and then we can start talking about the holiday season. Until then, You know, I'm waiting. So, but yeah, pretty excited. So St. Albans is, all set. Our reset is done. The reset team has headed out last week. So brand new shelves, brand new floor, a lot of brand new products. People seem to be really, really excited about it. Myself and a small team at Sticks and St. Albans are going to be tweaking things here and there, making the final improvements, but overall very excited about it. And, I hope everyone gets a chance to come in and see it.
What else we need to know today, Kyle?
We need to know, like you said, that it is definitely getting warmer, but don't fall asleep on the warm weather, because definitely weather stripping, spray foam, all of that stuff, now is the perfect time to do it. This time of year always makes me laugh, because I grew up in a old farmhouse in Milton, Vermont, and the big joke was, like, we would place wagers because my dad would go and he would shrink wrap all of the windows, and we would place bets on how long it would take before that one fly started buzzing around on the inside of the plastic, and then our cats would shred all my dad's hard work. So, yeah, definitely weather stripping time. Save the energy and the money when you can.
There you go. Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, sticksandstuff.com. That's sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, thank you.
Everybody be good.
All right, there he goes.